1949-19. This is Baruch Hashem dated the 10th day of Kislev and Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. Now, interesting question. It doesn't say here, just dot, 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 so I don't know what the exactly, but, you know, there was like a question, should he participate in a wedding? This is a letter in Yiddish. You're quite asking, should you go to the wedding of this person? They had a disagreement, they had a fight, or whatever they had over there. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, it's not the right idea to continue being angry. Especially, the Rebbe says, that every Jew believes in divine providence. So you have to be sure that Hashem considered it for the good. Even though you think that what was done to you was negative. You know, like we see by Yosef, I'm adding this, by Yosef and his brothers, they sold him, but it was the best thing for him. So he says that we all believe that everything is divine, specific providence of Hashem. So you need to be sure that Hashem Elokim Chashov LeToiva, God thought it for the good. Especially that way as it's explained in Chassidus, in the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov and the teaching of Chassidus, looked in Igeres HaKodesh Alter Rebbe Simon Chof Hei. Over there the Alter Rebbe discusses that nothing happens without being predestined by Hashem. And if something happened to you, meaning that was meant to be happened, so there's no reason to be angry. That person has to pay for his bad choices, but the thing had to happen to you regardless. So it's not it happened to you because that person did it. So therefore, don't get angry. And therefore, the Rebbe says you should participate in the joy of another Jew, especially a relative. Maybe these were relatives that weren't religious, maybe, and they had bad words with him. I don't know. But the Rebbe says you should participate. But how long should you spend over there? Should you go just for the chuppah? Or also continue to the wedding? So the Rebbe says this, you need to consult with the Hasidim, with the Anash that are there on the spot to ask them. Apparently he was still a student or a bacher asking the Rebbe, you know, how to treat the fact, how to do. But the Rebbe says that there's not the generally speaking, to keep a discord, to keep a machloikis, to keep that go. And how much, you know, consult with the other Hasidim and also take that what happened to you was already destined to be. It's not something that would happen, and therefore we believe in divine providence. So it has to be that something good will come from it.